Yeah, also, you can, they can create an extension that you can put on your mobile telephone as well through an app, and you can have access to the network. You can have multiple extensions. They can create multiple ones for you. As far as that speaker goes, the only thing that I know personally is that if you get a Sonos system, S-O-N-O-S, Sonos, it will still continue to play because it's doing its own streaming through the software on the speaker, but you can control it from your phone. So that may be something you want to look at, but that would be called a Sonos speaker.
Okay, but what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to make the whole entire thing not relying on the internet. That's why what I want to do is download a couple of hours, like 6 hours, just looping on an SD card. And the particular speaker that I picked up, you know, it's just one of those little speakers that you sit by the pool, you know. And I could pick up another one if I have to, something better. But if I put an SD card in it, then it has nothing to do with, if I go to one client to another client, I don't want to tie into their network. I just want to put this thing down and let it play and have the person nice and calm, give them aromatherapy if they want to do cupping, hot rock, or, you know, whatever it is, deep tissue, myofascial. I just do it, and I do my hour and a half, 2 hours, and I close up shop, and I'm gone, you know?
So my suggestion to utilize that speaker on Bluetooth, but go to like Walmart or Target and buy you a cheap track phone that's a mobile phone. Don't activate it. Just connect it to Wi-Fi. Download the library for the music, whether it be through Spotify or YouTube Music or Apple, where you can actually put the programming on the phone and then let it play through Bluetooth that way, and the phone doesn't have to have any service on it.